There's just something magical about round things. The perfect circle. The harmony. The infinity of a ring. We as humans have always been attracted to round and twirling things. If you think of circus, you see many round shapes. The juggling balls, the pedestals, the circus tent, the ring, and, of course, the seer wheel. In this episode of Circus Whispers, Finja battled Riz with her seer wheel.
I really like that it's so simple, actually, that it's just a ring, that there are still so many possibilities, what you can do with them and how you can move it. And also just the feeling of spinning inside and going upside down. It's like a roller coaster or like flying.
What happens if a seer wheel's not round? If it's deconstructed or falling apart while twirling? Find out in this episode. This is Circus Whispers, a production by TENT, House for Contemporary Circus in Amsterdam. Hosted by me, Maaike Muis. Each episode, I visit the maker for a week in the studio they're working in that week. This week, I'm in a like-mind studio with Finja. Each week, I ask someone from the team of TENT why they chose Finja as maker for a week. This week, it's Benjamin Kuitenbrouwer, aka Monkey, housemaker of TENT, who tells me why they chose for Finja.
I mean, Finja's work, every now and then, I guess somebody comes by with a concept and with a way of working that is just so, yeah, I don't know if the word is singular, because it's not like, she's just so determined in what she does. Like, she literally deconstructs both the seer wheel and the practice of seer wheel. And that is so true also, I think, to what TENT is trying to support, is people questioning the practice, people questioning circus and themselves. And she does that in such an honest way, and at the same time at an artistically high level, where it's just very, I mean, we've all seen this very determined research question and a sort of vulnerable honesty in the way she approaches it, I think made all of us really clear about wanting to choose her.
We'll learn more about her deconstructed seer wheel research later. But first, more about Finja. She has a very friendly appearance and a very calm and composed demeanor. She has gingery, long, half-curly hair and very bright eyes. I asked her to describe herself and how did she get involved in circus?
My name is Finja. I'm a circus artist. I do seer wheel. I'm 25 years old now, and I'm from Germany. Last year, I finished my circus bachelor degree, and now this is my first year of working as a circus artist. So really exciting and nice.
And what does it look like when you graduate as a circus student? What does your working life look like? Can you paint a picture for me?
For me at the moment, it's really a lot of traveling from one residency to the other. So 1 week here, 1 week there, maybe a week free in between. And yeah, working at the moment on my piece. But I also had, last year I had 4.5 months of working in a variété. So I was at two different cities performing the same show every evening.
So you're 25 years old. When did you start with circus?
When I was 13. I did gymnastics before, but then I got really annoyed by the pressure of having competitions and such on the weekends. And I always really loved the circus performances that I used to go to with my parents. And I had the luxury of having a youth circus in town. And then I could finally join it when I was 13, and it was just really, really good training. I learned so much in 1 year, so much more than in all the years of gymnastics, I feel like.
And did you immediately start with the seer wheel?
Almost. Like, I think 1 year I did juggling and acrobatics and tissue, and then my youth circus bought a seer wheel, and nobody knew how to do it. So me and two friends started figuring it out, and also my teacher didn't know how to teach it, but we watched videos, and so I already do it for more than 10 years now.
So for 10 years, Venya is practicing mastering the seer wheel. But when I was in the studio, I didn't see a full seer wheel around me.
Yes, there are parts of a ring. So pieces, because I take my wheel apart into different size pieces. And yeah, I use them separately from each other, like not in the full circle. Or when I use it in a full circle, then the screws are out. So the wheel still is a wheel, but it's wobbly. And when I'm spinning, I can open it up. And yeah.
Isn't that dangerous?
Yes. No. Like, it's like everything. When you train it, and it you can manage.
Obviously, when you started training or discovering the seer wheel when you were a teenager, of course, it was screwed in like a ring. When did you decide to take it apart as part of your technique?
This was in my third year at Kodats, because we had an assignment where we should portray one of our students in our class, and I had to portray a juggler, a club juggler, and I wanted to make my apparatus as similar as possible to his clubs. And then I thought, yeah, or like to something that I can juggle with. So I took it apart, and I had these like three rounded tubes that I can make juggling patterns with. And that's how it started. And I realized that there's actually way more than only also juggling patterns that I can make. And there's so many different options or possibilities, how many pieces I put with each other. And I calculated once, it's more than 47 different options how you can put it together and use them.
Wow, 47 different options of putting or not completely putting the seer wheel together. Have you tried them all?
I don't think so. No, because then I think I would, yeah, still be at the beginning with all of them. And at one point I just said, okay, now I'm gonna stick with this combination and try everything that I can do with this combination. And this was a really good way for me.
Can you describe one of the combinations that you are researching now? Can we walk maybe to one of the... Yeah.
Actually, I started with using only one seer wheel, and I can take it apart into five pieces. And actually, in my act that I made for my graduation, I have two pieces that are always connected and three pieces that are loose. And then during the act, I connect two of the other single pieces together. And then I have two connected ones and one single one. And in the end, I make it a full circle again.
Is it also a metaphor?
Yes. For me, it really resembles the metaphor of life not being always perfect and round and simple, but life also, yeah, bringing obstacles and things that you don't expect to happen. But at the same time, even if these unwanted or not so nice situations occur, you can still make something out of it, and you can still view it from a different angle and see where it can take you. And often you can discover beautiful places.
A metaphor for the beautiful things in life, the discoveries, the paths you follow. Venya told me that nowadays she's traveling from residency to residency in order to make this first solo piece. In total, she has 9 weeks of residencies spread out over Europe. How did she organize all this while just being graduated?
So in school, we had really a good class of entrepreneurship, also with Rosa from Tent that I'm now here with. And we got a lot of input on where we could apply to and how to write an application, how to also like talk about what we want to do, like to put it in words so people can actually understand. So this was a big help to already during school to think about it. And then I think also because I had a head start by being so deep in the material already during my graduation act, I could use things that we also had to write for school to put into the application. And yeah, and then if you once wrote something nice, then of course you can adapt it and send it to different places.
And what's it like this week, working on her own in this studio?
Sometimes it's really nice and sometimes it's really hard. I think I really enjoy the freedom of being able to decide myself, okay, now I want to work or now I want to take a break. And also to really focus on what I do without any distractions. And of course, at the same time, sometimes you feel alone and you feel like, what am I doing here? Where is this going? And you don't have this, that someone from the outside or someone that is not so close in the process can tell you, hey, it's nice what you're doing, or where that it can go somewhere. So.
And what do you do then?
Maybe going for a walk, going outside a bit. But also trying to involve people in the process. I have an outside eye, Kim Fisher. He's helping me with the dramaturgy, and I can ask him questions or send him a video if I have something or I have some questions. For example, Harvey, my classmate, he's in Amsterdam right now, so we will meet tonight, and just to have interactions with people anyways and maybe talk about the process or talk about something completely different for once.
And what's the title of her project?
Serialism, yes.
Okay, we have to say this again.
Serialism.
Serialism. What does serialism stand for you?
It includes the surrealism and the seer wheel. It's a mix of both. And since my seer wheel during the show is behaving in really weird, dreamlike manners, that's where the surrealism comes from.
Now you can officially call yourself a professional circus artist. What do you like best of being a circus artist as a profession?
Wow. For sure, I really like that I can be active every day and call it working. That I don't have to sit in front of the laptop for 8 hours per day and then afterwards need to see that I can still make some sport. I really, really enjoy to be physically active and to make a living out of this as a dream. So this is really, really nice. And of course, performing and getting resonance of the audience in the end feels really good. Yeah.
It's all quite recent that you graduated. What are your dreams or hopes for the future?
With this piece that I'm making now, I really hope to tour it internationally and perform it at circus festivals and theaters. And I hope I can bring across this message of looking at life from a positive angle and from a different view. And in general, I really hope to be in a company to create with people, because I feel that it's a challenge to work alone. And even though I enjoy it and I'm really happy that I'm making this and that I can have a piece on my own, for the future, I want to work with people.
And what would an ideal company look like, maybe, if we dream ahead a little bit?
I mean, there was always the dream of the Seven Fingers. But recently I've also really wanted to work with Cyclaputica. I applied also there, but then I already had some other performances planned, so I couldn't join. And I think in the end, making my own company with good friends, just small, but really, really touching shows. And yeah.
And what about the tent? Is the tent part in your circus vision as well?
Yes, that would be the with the small company, I think. Like traveling with the tent, super, super nice for sure. And performing in tents, it's always special.
What makes it so different then? Because like a lot of people I interview for The Maker for a Week, they're oftentimes either performing in theaters or outdoor. Mm-hmm. Not that many in the tent, so the tent might disappear maybe. And I really like it that you sort of dream about the tent. What makes it so special to perform in the tent?
I think it's like having a caravan. You can go with it everywhere, but it's always the same inside. So you could set up really a big setup for your show or everything that you need, and it will be always the same in different places, but you can still travel. And of course, the atmosphere in a tent is really special. The smell and the temperature, the the seating, it makes the performance even more special, I think.
From dreaming about the future back to the present. After working for a week in the studio, Finja presented her work in progress. I asked Benjamin Kuitenbrouwer afterwards what he saw and what he thought.
What's so cool about what Finja does is the way that she literally and figuratively deconstructs Seer Wheel. The object gets sort of taken apart and used in all these different ways. I really like the way that she, by sort of deconnecting one part of the Seer Wheel, she creates this sort of like weird spirally sort of like snaky structure, which really suddenly moves in very sort of organic, almost animalistic ways sometimes, that I think are really fun to see. The way that she, the thing, something that really struck me is also at one point she does quite some real sort of Seer Wheel technique on, I believe it was a single or just two pieces of Seer Wheel, which is really like, I don't think we've ever seen anybody do that. And it's not just about sort of the achievement, but it's about sort of what I really enjoy in her work is that she took all of the skills she had, and then instead of trying to just go on top of that and see like what can I do, she went, but wait, can I also do that in another way? Can I also, how far can I go with just one piece? And there's something really fun about, and really inspiring somehow about deconstructing your own discipline like that and being like, okay, so what can I, I've never seen somebody do that on such a small piece. And it really, I don't know why, but it really sort of touched me that it's like, oh yeah, okay, so it's a skill that you learned in this bigger circle and then you use it for this tiny, tiny piece. It was really, it was wonderful to see.
I agree with Benjamin. It was wonderful to see from, you could say, a broken apparatus, something beautiful emerged. After the presentation, I got invited to try the Seer Wheel out myself. But you must know, I'm not a trained circus professional and it seemed rather dangerous to me. But Finja told me if I would just cling to her very closely, it would all be fine. So I tried.
Stay. Whoa! Whoa! Squeeze me.
Whoa!
Okay, sorry.
Oh, and that's enough.
Oh my God, thank you. Whoa.
Wow, from the big emotions of dizziness, really being touched by the circus in a way I'd never been touched before, to the smaller things. One thing is sure, Finja is really capable of showing the beauty of something that's broken, looking at things from a different angle literally. I can't wait till her piece, Serialism, will see its premiere. For now, thank you for listening to Circus Whispers. This was the 5th episode of the 3rd season of Circus Whispers. Thanks very much for listening. Please subscribe to be the first to hear the next episodes. We're really happy that you're listening from all corners of the globe. From Turku to Paris, from Stockholm to Prague, from München to New York, from Accra to Amsterdam. It means the world to us. And if you like, please drop us a line at info@tent.eu. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Circus Whispers is a production of Tent, House for Contemporary Circus. Hosted, produced and edited by me, Maaike Muis. Big word of thanks to Finja Barteldres, Jayet Metin, Benjamin Kuitenbrouwer and the whole team of Tent. The makers of A Week in 2023 are Sarah Rombout and Sienna Bruce, Lini Schlinker and Yannick Kremer, Susanna Pavola, Samuel Reiner, Finja Barteldres and Hanna de Vletter. Tent is supported by Amsterdam Fonds for the Kunsten, Performing Arts Funds Netherlands and Prins Bernhard Cultuurfonds. Circus Whispers.